dishes in Pinellas County, you have to try Frank's Pizza and Restaurant. Frank's Pizza, located at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, has over a dozen daily lunch specials like the classic meatball, chicken or sausage parmesan sandwiches, salad, stuffed shells, spaghetti, and a various number of chicken wraps, all for just $5. All that, and of course, Frank's delicious pizza and Italian dinners. Check us out online at frankspizzapies.com or call 727-216-6963. It's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 9 p.m. For great food at great prices, it's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 727-216-6963 or frankspizzapies.com. If you love pizza and Italian food, you're gonna love Frank's Pizza and Restaurant.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 U.S. Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Hey, Tampa Bay, do you have a cleaning project that needs to get done? Give Keith's Cleaning Service a call, 727-470-5071 for honest, hardworking, and tenacious service from Keith's Cleaning Service. Call now for a quote, 727-470-5071. That's 727-470-5071 for Keith's Cleaning Service. Some of the best cleaning services in Tampa Bay.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Well, I got a really special guest in here. I got Angel in the house, who's an angel. Then I said something to Vince on the way in here. I'm just going to say it. I haven't coughed all day.
Drink some more.
But I got to say something. I really respect you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I'm not the first person. I'm not the first person to tell you that, am I? Like your mannerisms, the way you laugh, just who you are as a person, and how professional you were at the Christmas event was just amazing.
Well, you got to be professional. You got to do everything you can to. To get your clients satisfied, help your community, do what you need to do. So I appreciate that, and I respect you too. You've had a long, long, long standing positive benefit in the community for, what, more than 20 years, right?
40.
40 years, yeah. I knew it was a long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of a long time, I came in today, I saw the little girl eating some pizza. I'm like, that's an amazing pizza. I was like, where'd you get that? How'd you like that pizza? By the way, so here's a shout out to Frank's Pizza. Every time, every Wednesday, he's providing pizza to the staff. And I think it's a wonderful gesture that he's doing. And for the Frank's Pizzeria, the restaurant is, they provide free delivery up to 3 miles, about a minimum of $15. And you can take out, they do catering. They're a great business. They've been very supportive of our program. So again, a great shout out to Frank Pizza Restaurant and Pizza. They're located at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Their telephone number is 727-216-6963. Again, 727-216-6963. Go visit them. They're located, again, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Support that business. They support us. They're very active in the community. They're open on Sundays as well from 12 to 9 and then Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9 p.m. Again, give them a call. They're a great, great business.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, that's a good example of some of the great discounts that you get out of the coupon book here.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the new clients that I'm working with, Jam All Safe and Secure Locksmith, great guy. He taught me a lot that I did not know about locks. You know, these electronic keys that you get with your car. You know, that you got the key fob kind, and you got the kind with the little you know, the chip kind of embedded in the key. I didn't know how economically those things could be changed out, replaced, and duplicated. Because I've had cars where I've had one key, one of those digital keys, for a long time, and always thought you had to go to the dealer. Don't have to go to the dealer. You can go over to Jam All Safe Lock and Secure Locksmith, and he'll get those things traded out for you very economically. I mean, it could be as low as $49, $39 for one of those keys. Just depends on what kind you have. But also, he's got Free Key Friday. If you go into his shop and you bring a key to duplicate, he'll duplicate one of those standard one of your standard house keys for free. You know, give him a shot. 727-474-6906, 13,030 Starkey Road, right there in Clearwater. 727-474-6906. But another great guy in the community, doing what he can to open people's doors up, and give him a call. He sounds very reasonable.
So, and if you're a business owner and you're out there and you're looking to advertise, give us a call at 727-804-6082. Advertise the BBC coupon book. You don't go wrong with that. I mean, we have a lot of senior citizens out here. I know technology is great, but people are still flipping those coupon books. I don't know about you, but people like feeling that book in their hand. So we have a great clientele for you. We're from all the way from Tarpon Springs all the way to Clearwater. And a little bit, I think, how far else do we go? Do we go a little bit towards
Pinellas Park?
Pinellas Park. And it's just growing. This book is so thick, and there's a reason for it, because it works. Give us a call.
Yeah, and then at 5:30, I think we're going to be doing something with Bros. And then also we're going to be doing something with, I forget. The guy Purple Haze.
Okay.
He's the pioneer of the tobacco industry in this town. So that's going to be kind of neat.
And go to localsaverclub.com and sign up for your weekly $100 gift card. We like giving those out every week, and you know, sign up for that. And if you don't get the gift card, you'll get some of these BCC coupon books coupons sent to you too. So
absolutely,
it's a win-win. localsaverclub.com.
Explain what that is.
Yeah, so that's a website where what you do is you can go there, you can sign up, and you can get offers sent to your email or phone. You know, one of the things that we do is we help you know, consumers grow and advertise their businesses. We do that by, if you go to awmlocal.com, Awareness Media, they're the folks, we're the folks that run localsaverclub.com, where you can get that free gift card, that $100 gift card, enter in that drawing to see if you can get it this week. What we can do is we can set you up with a digital marketing campaign. These coupon books are extremely effective, would never dissuade anyone from doing that, but you're kind of missing the boat if you're not doing digital advertising too. You got to do social media. You got to get your keywords in your search engines. There's a lot that you can do to grow your business. And so that's what we do for people. awmlocal.com. You can go in there, and we can help you grow your business.
Absolutely. That's really great information.
It is, and it's the computer age, right?
Yep.
Could I be the horse and buggy?
I believe you can. I believe you can, because I think that
right. The
horse and the buggy, well, I'm assuming that it's a parable in between, right? Because the
car replaced the horse and buggy.
Exactly.
And what you're doing is the car,
right?
In the analogy.
I think I'd rather see you more as like the car, and maybe the digital marketing is a rocket ship. We both have the gray hair, so but, maybe horse and buggy.
Nice,
you know what? Yeah. I take it back.
But no, like you're the future now.
Yeah.
Right? Is what he's doing.
And we have such a large population that are retirees that are not quite as, you know, efficient in technology.
Like me.
And they want to look at these books all the time. Right. So it's the best of both worlds, right? Because as we evolve, you know, you have to have the technology and as far as, you know, going online and everything else. But this is amazing. This is the reason why this company is growing, is because just think about the market we're in. You know, this is the heart market. A lot of people come here to retire, you know, and a lot of them are, you know, 60, 70 years old, you know, and this is it's just booming. So the more that we can cater to our clientele with coupon books they can read, as well as technology. That's a great combination to have them both, right?
And as Brian and I work together, you won't always be able to be carrying around the coupon book, so you'll have a digital copy of the coupon book to be able to get these coupons in. Right. So it is really the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's I like the way you guys put that, actually. Yeah. Thank you for saying it that way, and you too. So that's the deal, you know? I mean, got to just keep going forward.
We're dragging Brian into the technology age, one whisker at a time.
Brian represents.
So what we're going to do is this, is we're, we have Santa Claus coming in next week.
Oh, awesome.
The guy that did the event.
Oh, well,
he was going to come in today, but he's probably, I like it when people say, I have two people that didn't show up today. You want to know what the reasons they gave with?
I don't know, what were they?
And I can show you on my phone. I got to do lawyer stuff, was one of them.
Yeah.
Right?
That's, and then, that's an excuse you don't even want to give out, so it's probably true.
Right, and then the other one, Santa, I don't think he would mind. I have a couple boards.
There's only one excuse Santa could have given, and that's, it is January 3rd.
It's part of the North Pole.
The guy's allowed time off, isn't he?
Yes.
No, apparently not. Brian here's like, nope, you're coming down.
So Santa was in board meetings with the elves.
Oh, okay.
They want a pay increase. The elves don't want to work for free no more.
Talk about pay increase. I need a pay increase. My insurance went up. Like, what the heck, man? I got to pay higher mortgages. This is never going to stop. Crazy.
That's, my son, we were at their dealership. He got a... this is terrible. He got a 2019 Mercedes-Benz that sold for $72,000 new in 2019. So I guess it's the S-Series. What's the luxury one?
Well, I'm not familiar with that, but
does
I know...
Does anybody know cars?
Great 350 class. I know there's a sports Mercedes.
No, I think if it's a Mercedes, it's pretty much
Mercedes class. Is beautiful, man. It's all classy.
Yeah, so he got... It sold $72,000 new, and he got it for $35,000.
He stole it.
For 4 years old, right? I guess that's how
not
much...
Not bad,
it.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that car. Was it flooded or something?
No, it only had 30,000 miles on it.
Good deal.
Boy.
It's a real good deal all the way around.
Car values are down right now. I just got out of a car and into a new car. And I'll tell you, the rate for insurance in Florida here, everyone I've talked to, people's car insurance has just gone bonkers. Where's the car insurance? Is there a car insurance thing in the coupon book here yet? Because they're the one I got to call.
I know.
Man, I'll tell you what.
Give it time.
Me.
Knowing Brian, he'll have a car insurance section in there, too.
That's it. And I'll run around with a bat, so this way they can make claims.
It's nuts.
You know, they like to get those windows. The guy goes to me, it was a couple weeks ago. He's like, there's no crack in my window. He goes, I'll give you $50 if you put a crack in your window. And I don't even want to tell you the name of the place because I won't.
That's horrible.
But it's horrible,
that
right?
That is horrible. I wouldn't want to do business with someone like that. I can't trust someone to put a crack in the window.
Could you imagine? But just think about this, too. What I did think about it, just to tell you. Just think if you're going to work a territory and you're going to go door-to-door selling window work. Get a bunch of rocks.
Jesus. Brian is joking, by the way. Don't take him serious.
No, I'm kidding.
We do not pay lawyers enough around here for that.
We're not promoting that type of behavior.
Not a big radio show.
Imagine being a windshield salesman. Do you see someone doing that? I'm working.
Brian walked here. Please, your shoes. Yeah, he walked here.
And these are hurricane windshields.
Can you prove it?
That's it. But so that's the deal. So let's pick a song that you guys both... Do you like to pick a song, young lady? Her name is Yaya. She's in the house. Say hello, Yaya.
Hello.
Would you like... Do you want to hear SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to have you put the headset on so you can hear this.
So I don't know how that goes. Is there a song?
Yeah, give me a minute. I'm trying to pull it up.
Here, have a
seat. Right.
Right, he always has you on the spot, doesn't he?
Yes. Remember last week? Okay, I'll type it in. Right. So that's the deal.
Did Santa bring you what you wanted?
Yes.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob!
There you go, the SpongeBob theme.
The SpongeBob. So what do you think? You know, I used to have an interpreter. Like, well, not an interpreter. A ventriloquist that used to come around for years. And you know what he could do is he could act like SpongeBob SquarePants and actually interview the kids. It was kind of neat.
But the voice?
Yeah, he had the voice down. And he also did jingles, and he was like a real pro. Like, really. Like, he would do a, like, right on the cuff, he would just sing a song to the client.
Wow.
I'm going to replace
you. That'd
be fun. That was when I was doing good. Now I'm,
look, I got Vince. Now everybody around you is doing good, and you're like, oh, I don't know, I'm walking here.
But yeah, then he would actually just do it right on the key, and he would sing, and he was a famous guy, and he won a couple of awards, too. And he was coming every week. And then finally, when he realized he wasn't getting paid, he stopped coming. That was a joke.
It's time to laugh.
No, it's kind of true, too, right? I don't know, but it was kind of neat, though, to have someone, like, to do that. Like, you ever think of a jingle that you would come up with?
I think most of the jingles I come up with, I think my fiancé can pretty well say, should not be on the air.
Right. Have you ever come up with a jingle? You know what a jingle is?
A jingle bell?
Like a song. Like a commercial that sounds good. What's the most famous jingle of all? Isn't it Pop Pop Fizz Fizz? Oh, what a relief it is.
You know, I actually don't even know that one.
Who would be number one? Oh, that's old.
See? Now it is.
Who would be?
He's very young to know that.
Yeah, what's the number one commercial out there? Like when you watch commercials. Okay, she's thinking.
What's your favorite station to watch?
Is there a number one commercial, Matt, out there?
What do you think I'm looking for?
I know.
I don't know.
What is the?
I'd like to teach the world to sing Coca-Cola.
Let's play it, buddy. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, even though YouTube's gonna start getting mad at us, fine. Here we go.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
I know a lot of people who could sing to this. I can't.
Yeah, no,
but there's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A million, millions upon millions of people must remember that jingle.
It's nice.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Now, do you remember what soda it was for?
No.
Do you know what they found out with a commercial? You know what number one is? Commercial, you listen.
Well, I know what the top five are.
What are they? Tell us.
I bet it's a place that you love to go to that the guy has, one of their people has really red hair.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, that's probably the one.
Sound like Popeye.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it. McDonald's.
I'm loving it. You got it? I love it.
Nationwide is on your side.
That's a big one, too.
And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And Ricola for the cough drops.
Ricola.
Oh, and they're magically delicious.
So you should look up that jingle guy.
Yeah.
Sound like Jingle Bells.
Can you play Jingle Bells, Matt, for the young lady?
It's already past Christmas time, but sure, why not?
Give me
a second. Just because she's so nice, I'll give it a shot. Hang on.
It is something.
Wow, we need to have a kid in here in the studio all the time.
Yes.
I thought we already had one in Brian.
That's it.
Oh, I know another. Folgers. Do you remember what it was? The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Oh, wow.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, the fields we go.
See, this is what you get when you listen to the Brian Cash Claw Show every Wednesday night. You never know.
That's right.
Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride it.
Big Cat.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Hey. What about the I'm Enjoy one? Mounds don't. Do you know that one?
I don't.
I got one for you that's old enough. Meow, 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 meow.
Okay. That one is actually on the second list I looked up as number two.
Meow mix, yeah.
Well, I think.
And what about Oscar Mayer?
I was just going to say that was going to be my next one, Tammy. Good job.
Let's go with Oscar Mayer. Can you do it?
Not on YouTube fast enough, no, but I know the song. My baloney has a first name. It's Oscar. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I'm impressed.
That's good.
I was born in the 80s and grew up in the 90s. I know most of them.
So what's, you know, any commercials from stuff that you watch on TV?
I would say just the only one.
What?
The only one.
Okay. Well, people say advertising doesn't work, right? You hear that?
No, man, advertising is the only way to grow your business.
I know, people, but you hear that.
People just don't come by without it. So, and I don't mean to say that just because you and I, that's our business, is to advertise businesses, but it's the truth. You know?
So I've been doing this for 40 years, dealing with business owners, right?
That's nice.
And one thing I found out, the guy with 5 locations, right? He advertises. The guy with, generally, the hardest person to get to advertise is the guy with 1 location.
I know, right?
Isn't that crazy? And then the guy that's in the industrial park, he'll never advertise.
And you see brands like Nike. Who doesn't know Nike?
Right.
They're out there, like, you know, advertising there. They're advertising that brand because you have to do it. It's just part of your cost of business is to advertise.
So I have a question for you guys. What do you think is the oldest jingle, and what year do you think they came up with it?
Oh, it's got to be a long time ago.
I think it would either be Heinz Ketchup or.
Now, it's not a song. It's a state. It's a saying, but it's a jingle, and it's the first one.
Probably for Coca-Cola.
No.
I'm thinking before that. I'm going to say 1800s is the date. Nope. Older?
We'll say 1900s.
Okay.
The first jingle that was popularized. Yes. No, I'll give you a clue. I can't say that. You'll know it off. Let's just say this person was on the box of this.
Aunt Jemima.
Nope.
No, that was a good guess, though.
I think it is runner. Cereal.
Who?
They were a runner.
Wheaties.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Have you tried your Wheaties? In 1926 was the first jingle.
Wow.
Wow. Do you know who the first national advertiser was? Worldwide? Heinz Ketchup.
Was it really?
Yeah, he was the first worldwide company.
Wow.
And guess who wrote most of, now this is predating the 2000s, but most of the jingles that became popularized? He is a singer.
I want to say Michael Jackson, but that's not correct. I don't know why I want to say that, but
not Steve Carman, is it?
He's a singer, probably most popular in the 70s, 80s. But anyways, Barry Manilow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
Look, do you know he wrote Like a Good Neighbor, Stuck on Band-Aid? He wrote the State Farm one. He said the Stridex one, Give Your Face Something to Smile About. He wrote one for KFC, You Deserve a Break Today, for McDonald's. He wrote tons of them.
Wow, all big ones, too.
Yeah, so Barry Manilow is a great
Barry
jingle
Manilow.
Writer.
Who would have thought, right?
I would have never guessed that.
I would have never thought that.
Never, ever guessed that.
So let's come up with what's a good one? What cartoon do you watch?
You watch
cartoons?
You know, we have a jingle.
What?
That I wrote.
All right.
For our Christmas card.
Right.
Brian had a contest. This is when for the first year I ever met him. I didn't even work with you then. And he wanted a jingle for the Christmas card. So I still remember it. It's Merry Christmas from BCC. If you place an ad with us, you'll have more gifts under your tree.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
So you should reuse that one.
I do.
We should have put that in a jingle with Matt for Christmas next year.
Don't worry, we'll get on that.
Yes, you know, that would have been a good thing to do for our advertising.
All right, come up with a little song for it.
Okay, you're supposed to get in touch with Leo at 5:30.
I called Leo, but he didn't answer, and now I'll call him again.
Yeah. So what are the famous cartoons out there now tonight? Like what?
What do you mean?
Like, what are you watching if you go on the Cartoon Network?
I don't know.
Do you know what Sesame Street is?
No.
No? Wow. Feeling so old over here.
There is a story behind Sesame Street, how it got started. It was first offered to Captain Kangaroo. right? And he didn't. He turned it down. He wanted more money, and they wouldn't give it to him. And I saw a documentary on what was his name? Captain Kangaroo, right? That was his name. But yeah, he was an interesting cartoon guy for the kids in the 60s. But Sesame Street was first offered to him.
Wow.
Right. And that was with Big Bird.
And they do actually have a kind of a modernish Sesame Street. I think I've seen like some modern kind of take on it. But
yeah, that was pretty cool for the kids because they taught them also at the same time.
Yep.
So we got, we didn't do any more. We got Leo, that's it, I guess. So why don't you interview her, see how you can do interviewing an 8-year-old girl. What a test. You ready, Vince?
All right. Go. All right. How old are you?
8.
8? Are you sure?
Yes.
But you're 8, so you got to be 8 in so many months? What's your birthday month?
February 12th.
February 12th, so you're almost?
9.
9. All right. When do you go back to school?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Do you know why 6 was scared of 7?
Why?
Because 7, 8, 9.
It's older?
No, 7, 8, 8, 9.
Oh,
8? 8. Get it? When you ate, I ate food. 7. 6 was scared of 7 because 7, 8, 9. No? Too much?
She laughed. You got the laugh.
I got
the
laugh. Good job.
You did.
So that's really good. So what, I don't know, what cartoon can we, is there a song?
Well, before we get to the songs for the cartoons, we got Leo from Purple Haze on right now.
Okay, Leo, what's up, buddy?
Happy New Year, Brian.
Happy New Year, my friend. Getting ready. I haven't been talking about the TV thing.
No, we have not been talking about the TV thing
but
yet.
But when I think of Leo... And don't we, when I say pioneer, Leo, just listen, and Vince, just be real honest. When I say pioneer, who am I talking about?
Oh, you're definitely talking about Purple Haze.
And I do it even when he's not on.
Yes, you do.
Right. Yes, you just do. Know that, Leo. I have more respect for you than most businesses I've ever done business with.
Brian, I have a lot of respect for you as well.
But
you try and you get books and you get this and you get the, now you got a TV show coming up. That's awesome.
Unbelievable. Got to put on the makeup though, Leo.
Makeup? Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm ugly as it is. So I don't know if more makeup's going to make me prettier.
So what's going on with Purple Haze? What's the latest news?
Well, for the New Year's, we just have new product lines. We have a ton of new flower. A lot of people enjoy the flowers that we have been getting, and now we have something even nicer.
Really?
So, oh yeah, absolutely. This stuff is really nice.
Wait, so tell us what it is.
Well, we have different strains right now. We have indica, sativa, and hybrid, and it's called THCA. THCA is cannabis that is 100% legal in all 50 states. It has below 0.3% when it's sold, and it's kind of scientific, but when you heat it up, the THC levels go up.
Wow.
It's amazing the stuff that's available now.
Technology, that is, huh?
The technology... even in flower, man, it's awesome.
That's really cool.
How was your New Year's?
It was fantastic. You know, it was unbelievable. It was very emotional. You know, 2024.
Yeah.
Being old, it does blow me away a little bit.
And it goes faster and faster every year, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. Right. You know.
Yeah. This last year was so quick.
What'd you do for New Year's?
Well, New Year's, we ended up going to Treasure Island to watch their firework display.
Oh, that's what it's about. I love that.
Yeah. We got lucky. We went over to, you know, where it's a pine It's right there in Clearwater, the park, Sand Key Park. And we were lucky enough. We got over there into the construction site over there across from the park. What an amazing show it was. And then after the show, a lot of the local community was out there doing their own fireworks. It was fantastic. It was a great time. Great time and a great place to view it from. The hotel over there is just beautiful. So we had a great time. New Year's was, I would say, the best New Year's I think I've had ever.
Wow. That was a great question. Maybe you should be doing the interviews, Leo.
No, I'm going to be, I think for 2025, I think I'm going to have my own firework display, because I've been noticing within the last few years, the fireworks displays have been getting smaller and smaller.
What do they cost to do a firework display, say, like at Clearwater for 4th of July? Do they give the expense?
I must be in the budget somewhere, but
If you had a guess.
If I had a guess, it's probably Googleable, but I'd guess over $200,000 was probably the display they put on for Clearwater.
What do you think, Leo?
It depends. I mean, they take advantage of people who don't know pricing. Every year we have a firework display set up at my Southside location. So we actually sell fireworks on site. That's something you didn't know, Brian.
No, I didn't.
And the cost of a fireworks display can run anywhere from $7,000 to $20,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, that's actually not that bad.
Wow.
So these cities, they pay an enormous amount of money, but you have to understand that the contributing factor is not just the fireworks, it's the promoting of it. The liability, which is a big one, the liability insurance, they have to pay for liability in case somebody does get hurt. Preparation is everything, too.
It is, that liability insurance, you know. You think you don't need it, but you really do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing. My son just got a 2019 Mercedes, right? It's sold for $72,000 new, and he just got it for $35,000 at Loki. And The insurance is almost $300 a month.
Oh, the insurance! Like I said, has your insurance gone up? Your car insurance?
Mine. Oh yeah, everybody's insurance.
That's what I've been told is that, like, you know, and you know, I was not the best driver over all the years. So, and I've been doing really good. No accidents, no tickets, all that. But oh my gosh, for three drivers, I won't even say the number on the air. And we don't have super expensive cars or anything, but it's like we're paying what you would pay for cars for insurance. Your car payment, I mean, it's a ridiculous amount. And they said to me that it was because of the hurricanes ruining the cars down south is why it was raised again, which I just hard to say that many cars were ruined by that hurricane, that they had to raise everybody's rates 15%.
Is that what it was?
I think it was 15%. Yeah. Wow. My guess. I mean,
I think it's a big contributing factor. All the people that are moving to Florida also.
Yeah, I'm sure it must be. And they also were saying that uninsured motorists here in the Clearwater area are a huge contributing factor.
You didn't have to have insurance in Florida, like 40 years ago. I know it changed.
But this is not 40 years ago. This ain't the 80s. This is 2024.
I know. I know. But could you imagine driving ago, without insurance, though? That's so dangerous.
You'd have to be a stupid idiot to do that.
Right. But I guess.
But apparently, there's enough of them to make the rest of us pay astronomical amounts.
I'm sorry, I don't want to pay astronomical car insurance just because somebody's an idiot.
But that's the deal. You probably have to carry insurance on your Purple Haze, right?
I do.
Right, so you know, it's a necessity, right? So let's go back to Purple Haze. Let's go over the locations and what you do.
Yeah, it looks like you got Tyrone Boulevard, 3809 Tyrone. What's that near?
That one there is right next to Cureleaf on 38th Avenue in Tyrone. That one there has been there for 25 plus years.
Wow.
Then I have the 1427 location. That's 1427 34th Street South. That's been there for 30 years. And then I have the new Seminole location, which has been there, I think, going on 6 or 7 years.
Wow. And then we did the 420 event there, right? Our radio show. And can I tell you what happened? Yeah, so what happened is, you can't even make this up. We're doing the radio show right there on the corner, and there was a major accident. Like, and everybody got scared. You can hear the accident because we're doing the live radio show there.
Oh, wow, right there. You can hear it.
And then right after that, everybody's like, the show must go on. Even though I did run over there just to make sure everybody was okay. But then I ran right back to my show. That's okay. You can fix your leg. It's I got a show to do. The show, break a leg. And then the next thing you know, so we're talking about Purple Haze, and it was so much. The food, just to tell him, just when he puts on a shindig, the food was unbelievable, too, at Purple Haze. But anyhow, then the next thing you know, you hear all these fire engines coming. And then I had a few people that were tuned into the show. They thought it was an act, and then it really didn't happen. Like, it really happened at Purple Haze. For one of the 420 events we did. And then everybody lights up at 420, right?
Yeah. Now, this year is going to be on a Saturday, I believe.
Unbelievable. And then you told, just to tell you, another thing, thank you. The last time I cried, like had tears in my eyes, was when he gave the speech at the event.
Oh, wow.
And if you don't mind, can you give a little bit of the speech on the air? About what happened?
Yeah, we could definitely go there. A couple years ago, I was working on my dock in the water. Totally forgot that the power was on. And I got electrocuted and drowned. So I should not be here. And if it wasn't for my lovely wife, Julia, she kind of pulled me out of the water and... 3.5 days later, I woke up at Bayfront in cardiac ICU, and they said, "You survived." So, yeah, it was definitely an emotional, because that was right after my accident.
Yes. And then, wow. So he really appreciated being there. And then he gave his wonderful daughter, gave thanks to her and his wonderful wife, and it was just very emotional. Can you see that?
I couldn't even imagine, honestly, hard it would be to scoop your loved one out of the water like that, and like that's a horrifying experience, hands down.
And now Leo appreciates life more, yeah. Right? And if you ever hear people that have near-death experiences, the appreciation. And the guy on one of my tapes, he shares about the guy that's dead. I hate to say it that way, right? And if you told him, if you can come back to life and you exercise and you take care of yourself, do you think he'd jump at it immediately, knowing that he could have taken care of himself before he passed away? Right.
So I think he would.
It was like he was putting a twist on. Why don't you?
We all kind of know that.
Yeah, but like it was one of those motivational speakers, right? To really, we should take care of ourselves.
Yeah, you have to live every day as if it was your last.
Right. Yeah, I'll add to that too with your ad here. I'm noticing that you got some good deals here. You got the THC pre-rolls for $20. The THC gummies, you know, and a lot of people may not know, everybody listening may not know that you don't have to get high to get a benefit from these things. Some of these things, like the THC gummies, they come in like a low dosage where you can get a little bit of relaxation, not get high, and have a really good therapeutic benefit from what they have to offer. There's no medical card needed for these things because the law is put in with, the Farm Act or whatever it was. But I just wanted to add that because I think a lot of people don't really know that they can get some real therapeutic benefit. And Google it. Google cannabis and the therapeutic effect of cannabis, because it goes way beyond any kind of just getting high or something like that. There's a lot of therapeutic effects that you can get from it. So check them out.
And that's Purple Haze. And can we, with Matt's permission, I always like to play when I have Leo on, Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. You know?
You got to tell me in advance so I can have it loaded up. So give me a second.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Sir Matt. We need to start calling him Sir.
I'm going to call him Magical Matt. Magical.
What does your guest do here? I hear you got a couple of guests on the radio station.
Yes, we got Vince is a
LocalSaverClub.com. Go on there, sign up. You'll get coupons in the mail and maybe win a free gift card every week.
Yes, and then he does a lot. He's a real computer.
LocalSaverClub.com.
And then he's also a computer genius, just like Hope, that's about to come on. She's a website genius, and she does websites like unbelievable. And then we have Angel that's in the studio, and what he does is we give back to the community where we feed the homeless, we help out the blind, we get veterans off the street. And I can tell you, every week we have someone on, right, Hope?
Absolutely.
Right, and last week we had a veteran on. No, it was a month and a half ago. The guy was on. He was a dance teacher, but he didn't say that he was homeless. And he was dressed really nice, so you never know. So he was a dance guy doing promoting that he's a teacher. And then I had a colonel on that was in charge of homeless for the veterans in Pinellas County. And then he goes, I got a confession to make. You know what he said? I'm homeless. And he was staying at a shelter. So then a week later, the colonel came on again, and they got him into housing. They really want to take care of our veterans. And the highest percentage of homelessness is veterans, actually. It's kind of weird how that works, statistically.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, so but anyhow, if you like, Leo, in closing, what would you like to say?
Well, for 2024, hopefully everybody has a great, healthy, prosperous, and adventurous 2024.
Yes, and mainly healthy, right?
Absolutely.
Because with health, you got wealth.
That's right.
And Leo, you're the best, and I say it all the time, even when you're not on the air, they'll ask me, like, sometimes, who do you respect? What businesses, owners do you respect? And I get asked that question. And it's Leo, you are top of the list.
You're making me blush, buddy.
Anyhow, and then get ready for the big TV show. But that's Purple Haze, baby. Purple Haze. Purple Haze.
Thank you, Brian.
I was playing it already, Brian.
You missed it.
I missed it.
Of course you did. You weren't paying attention.
That's it. I'm too broke to pay attention. But Purple Haze, and then we're going to play Jimi Hendrix, and then say goodbye to Leo.
See you guys. Have a great new year.
God bless you, Leo. Bye-bye. Okay.
Back with more of the BCC Coupon Book Show. And who do we have in studio right now?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good.
Yeah, tell me about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Hope Hatfield, and I'm the owner of Microbiz Consulting. And we do websites, digital marketing. Basically, we help businesses, mostly small businesses, get more customer activity, lead generation, customers, more profit out of their current customers, things like that.
Awesome. Give me the URL one more time.
Yeah, it's www.microbizops.com. So it's microbizops.com.
Cool. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing this for about 15 years. We've had our, I'm a co-owner, so we've had our business for about 7 years now.
Cool. Well, I do websites too, all sorts of stuff, PHP, HTML, nice. I mean, Node.js, all that. What's kind of your favorite technology that you're using nowadays?
Yeah, so right now, you know, it just varies with what people need. I mean, we can do WordPress. We typically develop in Joomla for people that don't know tech stuff.
Cool.
That's just it's a bigger framework. It's somewhere halfway between a customized and a standard. You know, we like it because we can put small businesses on there fairly cheaply, reasonably, and then it can grow with them without having to change out software or platforms.
So. Yeah, it makes it real easy to maintain. It makes it affordable.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah.
And honestly, it constrains the website into a way that it has a nice look to it because you got stuff you can build from instead of trying to do it from. I'm looking at your portfolio here. I don't think the cameras can see it here, but looks like a lot of nice content. If you go to our website, you clearly have a lot of skill in this. Is it just you? Or you got some programmers?
And yeah, it's me and my business partner, Scott Rutherford. military, retired career military. So he's got a lot of technical background from, you know, coming from the government. And then we have a couple part-time college students, and then we use 1099 subcontractors as we need them.
Cool.
So, yeah.
And is it a fairly affordable that maybe some one of these companies here in the coupon book could get online and get a website put together?
Yeah, so what we try, anybody that mentions that they heard us or see us or heard us through this company, we'll give them about 10% off. But yeah, we try to keep our prices reasonable. So, you know, obviously we have to pay bills and eat like everybody else. But we tend to be on the low end of average. And you know, we think we do a good job. We don't overbook ourselves. And so we just, you know, we like to have that personal connection with people and really give them the website that they want instead of just doing a cookie cutter. So.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, the fact of the matter is that if you go in, you help them with your website. It's like having a business card or like having a brochure or a sign on the side of the road. You gotta have a website nowadays. That's what gives you your ranking and a place to be on Google.
Right.
You know, find your address, find your phone number, get contacts. You know, get emails and you know, gives you something when you know somebody asks you what you do and you know gives you that opportunity to say, hey, check out my website. You know, now we're linking these websites to QR codes and things that make it easy to share.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, all the other services that go around it. You know, anymore, I think last night I heard there was like a billion websites. So it's not just having a website, it's knowing what to do with the website.
Yep.
You know, how to get traffic there. Once you get traffic there, get the right traffic there. Once they get there, try to get them to convert, you know, to call you, to email you, to fill out the form. So it goes beyond just putting up a website anymore. You really have to. You have to know the, you know.
And it's customized because every single business has a different need. Every single business has a different product.
True.
And a different delivery too. Even two companies that produce a relatively similar product, you know, they have a personalization to their website. So, you know, because people go on these websites, they may look at 10 different websites before they choose someone to go with. So you really want to make sure that your website is conveying what
exactly,
you know, what the services that you provide and
correct.
You know, what a good customer, you know, should be for them too.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, it's not just about throwing up a website. It's also, you know, if your target market is 25 to 30-year-olds, then the website's going to be designed a lot different than if your target market is, you know, 50-plus, you know, so. And if you're an artist, then your website's going to look a different style than if you're a business.
Especially then a different
Absolutely.
Style, right? Because you want to have the feel and the signature of the artist
exactly.
built into the website. And you're not going to get something like that with Wix or one of these websites where you're just going to go on and click some buttons or the GoDaddies of the world. You go on and you get a website that's not.
Yeah.
Maybe it's got a few custom photos and things on it, but it's not customized to be a business tool.
Well, and, you know, we do, since we both have a big background and a lot of expertise in programming, we also plug in functionality. So it's not just a website. If somebody wants a scheduling program on there, we can do that. If somebody wants inventory, we can do that. You know, if they need some type of custom functionality with their websites, you know, so we do a lot of that type of stuff also.
You know, with that being said, we actually have someone on the line right now from AIM1 Opportunities. She says she's going to chime in. And hello,
Hi, Angelina.
Angelina.
Hello.
Hey, long time no hear.
I know it. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Happy New Year. I haven't seen you. We need to connect. So kind of share with us. I understand there's a big event coming up, and you want to be able to let the people know about it.
Yeah. So we're having a charity event. It is Thursday, January 18th. It's open to the public. It's called Breaking Chains and Building Bonds. And what we're going to be doing is we have a magician, we have a DJ, it's open bar, and the tickets include dinner. It's $75 a ticket or $125 for a couple. And, you know, we'll have some of the girls sharing their testimonies of the girls that have come in the house. And, you know, the reasoning behind what we're doing, and just to let the community know what we got going on.
So just let people know a little bit what A1 Opportunity does, because it's definitely, if you can share that with us real quickly.
Sure. So we are huge advocates for the homeless, but not just for the simple fact that they're homeless. We break down each problem of why they're homeless, whether they're human trafficking victims, domestic violence victims, addicts in recovery, former inmates and felons, typically the people that need structured programs and education to help advance them in life, and we offer them the housing and education. So that's basically what we do. in a nutshell, we have a women's home and two men's homes as well in Tampa.
That's awesome. So they you have transitional housing for women and men, which is great.
Yeah.
And you said this event is happening again. Can you share again the date that is happening and location? You said
Absolutely.
January 18th?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's January 18th. It's on a Thursday. It's 5:30 to 8:30 is the time. And it's at the LaBelle, the LaBelle Group in Tampa. It's actually a huge wedding venue, but they donated it to us to have this function so we could raise money. So pretty awesome.
And for those folks, the address is 3002 South 70th Street in Tampa, Florida. 33619 is the address. It's a great event. You guys, it's a great cause to support. I personally have gone to one of our transitional housing when I saw women. I think when I went there, there was a young lady just coming out the hospital, couldn't hear out the left ear, and she was pregnant. Nowhere to go. And they took her in, and they set her bed up. And I mean, it's just a phenomenal group. Everybody's helping out each other. So, you know, this is a legitimate organization, you guys. You definitely need to support this. Now, I just see a flyer. Can you provide them your website, if you don't mind, so they can get more information as well and see how they can support
sure.
you?
Yeah, sure. So our website is a1opportunities.org, and that's opportunities, OPPORTUNITIES. So it's a1opportunities.org. But the tickets can be found on Eventbrite. And then I also, they can contact us as well to if they need any extra instructions on how to get the tickets. So I'm trying to think. If you go to Eventbrite, you'll see the event that says Breaking Chains and Building Bonds. And we need to have our ticket sales in by next week so we have a head count of how many people that we have for the catering company so we know how much food to have.
Oh, that's great. And for those folks, she's actually advertising on Our Community First with the letter R, ourcommunityfirst.com. And they're listed on there. If you actually type in A1 Opportunities, you'll see their information on our site. I'm also going to put this event on our website as well and our social media platform so people are aware of this event coming up. And to also get in touch with her to get more information. Again, these calls are being videotaped and recorded. One more time, what's your phone number, Angelina?
It's area code 813-313-9943.
Okay. Is there anything out there that we might have left out that you wanted to tell the public?
No, we just really hope to have everybody come and have a great night of entertainment, just knowing what we're doing in the community, and maybe they have somebody that's a need that we can help them with. So, yeah, we just want to have a good time.
There you go. Now, remember, guys, over 90%, again, 90% of the homeless women are victim of abuse. And they help these women that are in need. So, again, a great, great event to go to support January 18th at 5:30 at the Bell Group. Thank you so much for calling in, and we have to, you know, remind folks that our next show about this as well. So, by all means, call in again. Okay, Angelina?
Oh, thank you. Yes.
And happy New Year, by the way.
The whole world.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you for being on the show.
Absolutely.
And then
thank
we're going to say we have Frank's Ella. Ella is the one that makes that happen there at Frank's Restaurant and Pizzeria.
Absolutely.
And Raymond.
Great pizza.
And then we got the proofreader here that's so proofy.
You want to have a seat over here?
But she does free delivery up to 3 miles, a $15 minimum. Takeout, catering is available. And that's frankspizzaclearwater.com.
3 miles for free.
Yeah, and they're at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Mm-hmm. Their phone number is 727-216-6963.
Just had their pizza is really good.
We just had it. What'd you think of the pizza? What'd you think
awesome.
Of it? It's just, and then they make lasagna.
Pinellas County, you have to try Frank's Pizza and Restaurant. Frank's Pizza, located at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, has over a dozen daily lunch specials like the classic meatball, chicken or sausage parmesan sandwiches, salad, stuffed shells, spaghetti, and a various number of chicken wraps, all for just $5. All that, and of course, Frank's delicious pizza and Italian dinners. Check us out online at frankspizzapies.com or call 727-216-6963. It's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 9 p.m. For great food at great prices, it's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 727-216-6963 or frankspizzapies.com. If you love pizza and Italian food, you're going to love Frank's Pizza and Restaurant.